Hallelujah. 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 You know, we sang that song about having victory and everything. People shouting, got the victory. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, you'll never really experience victory until you start listening to the Holy Ghost. And you can be led by the Holy Spirit. And you can hear the Holy Ghost's voice in your life. I thought it was very interesting. Luke mentioned that this morning, and so did my daughter Hannah. In John chapter 16, verse 13, it says this. It says, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." All truth. Not some truth, but all truth. "For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." So He's going to show you the future. And He's going to lead you into all truth. And, you know, for the last, I don't know, I've been doing it off and on, and I've been building this chicken coop in my backyard, and I had this chicken coop on the back step. And I thought, the boys and I will just take and pick that right up, and we'll put it in the back of the yard. Well, I got it built to a certain point, and I told Micah, I said, "Micah, let's go out and move this thing." And we grabbed a hold of that, and it was like, this thing's too heavy. It's not going to move. And so I figured, well, Ben will get home, and Ben can help do this. And, you know, to be honest with you, all three of us, we could have probably picked it up a little bit at a time and moved it to the back, but this thing was just too awkward, and it was too heavy. So I'm like, "Micah, what are we going to do?" Well, I'm standing there, and I said, "Lord, what am I going to do?" And I heard the voice of the Holy Ghost. He said, "Go get your boat trailer." So we pulled the boat out of the garage, and we took the boat off the trailer, and we wheeled it out back, and I said, "Micah, let's lean it right on this trailer," and we leaned it on the trailer, and we pulled it right back to where it needed to go. Because I thought, am I going to have to go get me a trailer or something? I couldn't get my truck back there because it's too wet. It'd tear up the yard. So, but the Holy Ghost, He showed me what to do. Just like He showed Luke where to turn and the directions he needed to go. But we will never experience success until we start listening to the voice of the Holy Ghost. And we start being led by the Holy Spirit. Because He does speak to us. Because the Bible declares that He, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you. So He will show you things, and He will show you which way to go, and He'll give you direction. And the other day I was praying, and I'm going to show you a simple way to take your faith and to use your faith. It takes faith to hear the voice of the Spirit. It takes faith. I believe the Bible when the Bible said that He will guide you and lead you into all truth. And even in simple things as moving a chicken coop, He'll show you how to do it. Because God wants to lead you. God wants to direct you. And God wants to show you things to take you to a greater position. Amen? Why does He want to do that? He wants to do that because He wants to show the world who He is. He wants to show you off to the world. Right? He wants to show you off. People need to see that God is real and that He's alive. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen? Amen? So the other day I was praying, and I'll show you a very simple way. What the Lord has taught me, and I've used this many a times, and I give things so I can memorize things. I give them like little acronyms or little symbols or whatever to help me memorize things. But it's just simply ITG. ITG, instruct, teach, and guide. Instruct, teach, and guide. And I've used this, and I'll tell you what, this is very effective in hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost. ITG, and it's actually in Psalm 32, verse 8. where it says this, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. So he's going to instruct, he's going to teach, and he's going to guide. How many believe that it takes faith for the Lord to instruct us, to teach us, and guide us? The just shall live by faith. So everything that I do and is by faith, and I'm believing the Holy Ghost to instruct me, to teach me, and to guide me. So I go around and I say, Lord, I thank you for your instruction. I thank you for your teaching. And I thank you for your guidance. And guess what? He does it. He does it. He instructs me and he teaches me and he guides me. And I heard my daughter say this morning, when we have to make decisions, and there are things, there's always things that we have to make decisions about. Right? How many know that when the Holy Ghost gives you that direction, things will work out better? Things will work out better when the Holy Ghost tells you how to do it. So I run around going, ITG, Lord, I thank you that you're instructing me, you're teaching me, and you're guiding me. And then I got a little bit curious about this. Why are you guiding me with your eye? Because it says right here, he says, I'll guide you with mine eye. And that is simply the Holy Ghost guiding us. In the Old Testament, he told him that he guide him with his eye. That's simply his spirit. If you study that out, that's simply his spirit guiding the people. And I thought it was interesting. In Deuteronomy chapter, I believe it's 10. Or no, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12, it says this. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. Now, how many know that that land, when they went into that land, they said it was a land flowing with milk and honey. And it was a good land. And it says, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. From the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. And so, I looked that up, and that just simply means to enlighten the mental and spiritual faculties. So the reason why the Lord's eyes was upon the land, he wanted to enlighten the mental and spiritual faculties of those people. You got that? It's really the Holy Ghost just leading and guiding the people. So, I won't get too much into that, but this morning as I prayed and as I thought about this, the Lord wants us to take some time to really listen to his voice. And I have a sense in my spirit that there's times where we've neglected that and we've ran off and done things on our own. And it's gotten us into big, big trouble. Into things that we have no business being in. I've been there. We've gotten into things where we have no business being in, and then things become difficult. Now, I was listening to Brother Hagin, and I've heard this before. He started a counseling ministry to counsel people. But he said the Lord told him to stop it. Because if the people would just sit and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, they wouldn't need no counseling. Now, I'm going to tell you something here. When you listen to the Holy Ghost and you get attuned to what he's telling you, it becomes second nature. It becomes second nature. So, we're going to take a little time this morning to listen. Because the Holy Ghost wants to enlighten us about some things. Now, I can give you example after example in my own life about things that the Lord has shown me. He has shown me the future of things that are going to happen. He has shown me how to make wise purchases. He has shown me how to do many things, even including moving a chicken coop. And that may sound kind of silly, but God is involved in our everyday lives, if you'll allow Him to be. He wants to be involved in your everyday lives. I remember even when I had this one car, well, my daughter had it, I couldn't figure out the electronics on it. And I asked the Holy Spirit, well, what should I do with it? He said, it just simply unplug the battery from it, take the battery off from it, and let the system reset itself. And I did. I didn't have any more problem with it. But the Holy Ghost wants to show you, or show all of us, what to do in situations. Even in situations on how to raise your children. Even in situations on how to have a good marriage. Even on situations and how to find the right person for your life. Finding the right mate. So it's the Holy Ghost that leads us and guides us and teaches us. And God gave us, He gave of Himself so we could be successful, so we could show Him to the world. Amen? Amen. We need to show Jesus to the world. Now, before I get into this, I want to show you a couple other things in Zechariah chapter 12. I'll show you one thing that'll keep you from being able to hear the voice of the Lord. And I can show you from this what kind of time we're in right now. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 4. And actually, to get a little background on this, in Zechariah 12:2, it says, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem." And Judah is simply the West Bank. And Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And then he goes on in verse 4, he says, "In that day," and I'll tell you this, you can figure out real quick what's happening. "In that day," what day? When the day of when they're in siege against Judah and Jerusalem. "In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness." I have never seen world leaders in such madness. They're absolutely confused as to what to do. "And I will open mine eyes." Now get this, what he says. "I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness." But look what he's going to do with the people that are in siege against Judah and Jerusalem. He's going to smite them with madness, but he's going to open his eyes to the house of Judah. Do you know why he's doing that? He's giving them revelation of the soon coming Messiah. He's given the Jews the revelation of the soon coming of Messiah. And he strikes every one of those that are against Judah and Jerusalem that are trying to divide that property over there with those people that shouldn't have it. And he smites them with madness. Now, if you go back through and you read Psalm 32, what did the psalmist pray in there? He said, "Lord, forgive me. Forgive me." Do you know that it's a sin against God to try and break up that covenant land that he had with those people? That's a sin. That's why they run around in confusion. And I'm going to tell you why people run around in confusion is because they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, or it's not right. But when your relationship with the Lord is right, if you read Psalm 32, what the psalmist prayed, he said, "Forgive me of mine iniquity." He said, "Look, I'll guide you with my eye. I'll give you the revelation that you need in order to be able to live a good life." I'll give you the revelation that you need in order to live a good life. The psalmist declared in Psalm 32, he said, when I kept silent, what happened to my bones? And he said it was like a drought in my life. And I'm going to tell you something. When you hold and harbor things like the big one is unforgiveness or things in your life that shouldn't be there, it's going to be like a drought and you're not going to hear from the Holy Ghost. It's going to be awfully difficult. But he said, when I came to the Lord, he forgave me. And he was able to hear. And the Lord gave him a blessing of instruction, teaching, and guidance. And I'm going to tell you this, I'd rather have the Lord guide me than anyone else, than even my own logic or my own reasoning. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost teach me and show me things. Amen? So, we're going to do something probably that most of you have never done before in church. We're going to take some time here to listen to the Holy Spirit, and this is how I want to do it. I want to go to 1 Corinthians 14:26, and this is going to be hands-on today. This is like an OJT on the job training. So, 1 Corinthians 14:26. It says, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Now, how many believe the Holy Spirit will talk to you? If you put your faith out there, He'll speak to you and He'll say something. Now, here's why I want to do it. Here's how I want to do it. The Holy Ghost gives you something. I want you to raise your hand. If I don't acknowledge you, don't get offended by it. If I acknowledge you, I want you to come up here and I want you to tell me what the Holy Spirit has told you. Now, it was no accident today that I never talked to Luke. I never talked to my daughter what she was going to talk about today. But they were all talking about being led by the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit guide and direct you. Now, how many believe the Holy Spirit, He has a very specific direction for your life? I believe that. Now, if we sit here and we just wait on Him, and there are services where you wait on the Lord to listen, because there's sometimes I think we get so caught up in things that we don't listen to the Lord like we should, and we miss it. Now, it's time to listen. And you know what? When He tells you something, you know what you need to do with it? What do you do with it when He tells you something? You do it, right? I'm going to tell you how to develop your sensitivity to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit, when you're driving down the road where you become so sensitive when you hear the voice of the Spirit. He says, don't go this way. If there's a traffic jam without you seeing it or hearing it on the radio, you can become very sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord because He's talking to you and telling you things. Or telling you things about your job. Let me give you this example. I've gave this example before. I can give you example after example after example. I was laid off my job in 2001. A company, very good Fortune 500 company, wanted to hire me. Wanted to give me all moving expenses and everything. Gave me a good salary. Told my wife about it. Before I told my wife about it, I knew in my spirit it wasn't right. There was no peace there. And I've always learned to let peace be my umpire. Recruiters told me at the time, there's no jobs out there, you better retire if you can retire. So I brushed it aside. 18 months later, that place closed down. When I asked them specifically, how long is this place going to be here? And they said, oh, we got years and years and years. 18 months later, it closed. But the Holy Spirit was warning me and telling me not to move up there and not to take it. It's It's one example of many I can tell you. How many know that the Holy Ghost will protect you from danger and tell you not to go in that direction and stay away from there? There's danger there. I can tell you many times where He has protected me from things that would have harmed me. So can we all do that this morning? We've came together today in the name of Jesus. You have a revelation, you have a scripture. I want you to raise your hand. What's the Spirit of the Lord talking to you about? If it's not too personal, what's He saying to you? And it may not be, He may give you something, but it may be for someone else in this body.
All right. Well, I was just sitting there, you know, praying. I was like, Lord, you know, I'm usually really afraid of public speaking, but, you know, I'm going to put myself out there. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go up if you want to speak to me. And He's like, well, don't fear, because I'm going to come through for you. And I was like, oh, I heard you. Well, I got another question for you then. If you're here now, I was like, yes. So I kind of got excited, and I was like, well, you know, Lord, why do I fall into these cycles? Why do I keep falling into these cycles of, you know, sometimes I'll be extremely strong in faith with you, and then, you know, I'll fall into the cycle again where I'll just go into non-belief. He's like, well, Levi, it's that same fear. It's that fear that you have that I'll let you down, but you know, you seem to notice I always come through for you, that I'm always there for you, so don't have fear. Go up there and speak and know that I'm going to speak through you. Don't have fear. And so, you know, I was like, well, that's really cool. I guess I'll go up there and do that, so... That's what I have now. That's what I got from it. All right.
Miss Lily, what did you hear the Holy Ghost tell you? Yes.
Okay, so I was like sitting there praying, and you know, I was like, He told me to open up my Bible. I was like, okay, Lord, show me in your word, you know, something that you want me to say. And with me, and like, I think with like all His people, He's been wanting to stress the importance of His Spirit. Because when the whole time we were at that conference, the Lord was talking about His Spirit through these people. And the people that I was ministering to, it all had to do with the Spirit. That's what we were talking about, and how, you know, they wanted to feel the Spirit, you know. And then I was looking, flipping through my Bible, and I came to Isaiah. And then I was trying to remember the scripture verse that the Lord gave me the other day. So I went to the back, because I remember I was looking up Spirit, because I was trying to look at some scriptures for this person to encourage them. And I don't think this was a scripture, but it was something that I kind of felt like I had to come up here and share. It's Isaiah 42, the whole, from like 1 to 9. And it says, behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my Spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastland shall wait for his law. Thus God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, the Spirit to those who walk on it, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare before them. They spring forth, I tell you of them. And that has a lot of things that probably relates to everybody here. And he wants us to be like Jesus and to do these things. And he wants us to, you know, trust in him. And we have his spirit with us, so we never have to be afraid, like Levi said. So.
Amen. Now, I want to tell you something. When the Holy Spirit starts speaking to you and he starts guiding you, it's for the purpose of to take you to a higher place, right? To show you to the world, to show Jesus to the world. Now, here is what you're going to come up against. Pay very close attention to this. When the Spirit of the Lord starts speaking to you to do something, let's say, for instance, it's going out and ministering to someone, what comes up in you? Fear. Fear. Fear comes up in you. Now listen to this. I think this is very interesting. It's in 1 Timothy 1:6. 1 Timothy 1:6, it says this. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Here, the Holy Ghost is saying in verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. So the gift of God wants to be stirred up in you. But the very next verse, it says this, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. God is reminding us that when we start to move out in something of God, wherefore he has not given us the spirit of fear, that fear will try to come against you. Did you catch that? Fear will try to come up against you because the Lord reminds us here, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So when you are trying to decide to get out, let's say you're in a hard place right now. When you're trying to get and decide to get out of that, first you got to make a decision to get out of that hard place. And the Holy Spirit will start guiding you and directing you. He'll start giving you some instruction. He'll start giving you some teaching. And he'll start guiding you. And you'll feel that guidance or you'll hear that guidance from the Holy Ghost. But then what will come up? Fear. Because he wants to keep you back there. But you got to remember what the Word of God says. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance. And then he goes on to say, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So he's telling you beforehand what you're going to face when the Holy Spirit starts to lead you and guide you. So now you have insight into what happens. And most of you experience this already when the Holy Spirit starts moving upon your life and he says, okay, I want you to go out and I want you to have a worldwide ministry and I want you to do this and this. Well, fear comes. But he gives you an insight of what happens and what to expect. And not let it overcome you, right? Because he's given me a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. He's telling you that what you're feeling is not real. What you're feeling is not real, and the reality of it is this. I've given you a spirit of love and power and a sound mind. So he's telling you what's real and what's not real. So, is it easier now to operate when the Holy Spirit tells you something? Is it easier to operate and say, you know what? Fear, that apprehension is not real. God wants me to do this. God wants me to do this. You have to make a decision. You know, I think people will say, well, I wonder, did I really hear from God or was that from God? And then they just go round and round in circles. It's like, stop the madness. Stop it. If you miss it, I'm sure he'll find you. But you know what? It takes a matter of you making the decision and say, you know what? I heard from the Holy Ghost, and this is what I believe. It lines up with the Word of God, and I'm going to go with this. instead of allowing that fear to keep you back. You know, I believe why people don't get out of debt and just stay in the same financial situation they're in. I think primarily it's because of fear. And why people won't look and won't believe God for the greater things is because of fear. Because they'll hear the Word of God and they'll hear something from the Word of God and it'll keep them back. I believe that, and I can tell you this, and I can testify to this, a job that I had that I did not like kept me there for years because of fear. And the Holy Spirit kept dealing with me. And finally it came to the point where I said, I am absolutely tired of this. And I don't care whether I have another job or not. I'm leaving this place. And it was fear. Every time the Lord tried, every time the Holy Ghost would speak to me, and He says, okay, I want you to move out. I want you to go over here. I wouldn't do it because of fear. Had I known this at that time, I would have ignored that and I would have stepped out and said, you know what? God, you gave me a spirit of love and a power and of a sound mind. And I can make, through your Holy Ghost, you can give me sound decisions and you will guide me and direct me and show me what to do. Don't let fear hold you back. Make a determination that things are going to change and they're going to change for the better. But I'm going to tell you what, opposition will come. It will come. But the greater one is on the inside of you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And Jesus caused us to be overcomers and to have the victory. Amen? So the Lord is always going to instruct you, teach you, and guide you. And I've put my faith out there and I listen. I'm listening. Lord, how should I cut the angle on this rafter that I need? How should I do this, Lord? How should I? And the instruction and the teaching and the guidance comes. But it's a matter of you putting your faith out there and asking. This is not some passive thing where it's just going to fall on you and everything's going to be okay. I press in. I press toward the mark for the high calling in Christ Jesus. If you're passive, you're not going to get anywhere. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you're passive, you're not going to get anywhere. Amen? It takes diligence. This is the hand of the diligent, what? Maketh rich. And that's in all things. The hand of the diligent. So I go ITG every day, ITG. Lord, you're going to instruct, you're going to teach, and you're going to guide me. And then when I hear it, fear tries to come. I dismiss it because that is not reality. The reality is this. It is the Word of God in 1 Timothy 1:7. Because God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Amen. Or 2 Timothy, I'm sorry. 2 Timothy. I was in Timothy, but I need this second. But it's 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take some time to listen to the Spirit of the Lord. Take some time to listen to Him. And as you do, it doesn't have to be in your bedroom because He'll speak to you in your car while you're driving along. And He'll speak to you even in a crowd of people. He'll speak to you even in a stadium, He can speak to you. But make a decision to get out of that hard place and allow the Holy Ghost to start directing you and guiding you and take step by step. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I just sense right now that the Holy Spirit wants me to agree with whoever wants. You're facing decisions, you're facing things, and I'll agree with you. If you want me to, just raise your hand, and I'll agree with you on decisions that you have to make, and we'll agree. I see those hands. I see all those hands. I see them. I see them. I see them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I see those hands. Cassie, I want you to come up here and pray for the agreement.
He just corrected me. My pastor just corrected me. I said, I'm not sure I'm feeling this. And he goes, it's not a feeling, it's faith. You're right. It's faith. Amen. We are led by faith, right? We are people of faith. So we're going to pray in agreement that the Lord leads us and guides us into all truth, and He will give us wisdom for those decisions, right? I got some too. Lord, we declare right now that You are a God that is faithful. You are a God that is trustworthy. And right now, Lord, we are taking a step of faith and we are declaring that we trust You. You make so many better decisions than we do. And You know which way to go. You've said that You are our shepherd and we hear Your voice. And we don't have to be distracted by the things of this world. Lord, our ears have been clogged. And right now we unclog them in the name of Jesus. And we say, we hear from You. We hear from You. And we wait on You. We hear Your still small voice. We hear. We feel Your nudging in us. Which way to go? That stoplight, Lord, that green that says go. The nudging deep within us. We walk by peace. Lord, we agree right now with Your word, and we agree together that You said that whatever we ask, that it shall be done. And so we ask that You give us specific direction and leading and teaching and instruction and guidance. And we say now that we have the answers. Now we receive it, and we believe that we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. We say, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, and I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. It says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as happened in the rebellion of Israel, and in their provocation and embitterment of Me in the day of testing in the wilderness. If you have become embittered by God, if you become embittered by God and you blame God, He is not to blame. He is not to blame. It says, do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion. So He's saying a hard heart is rebellion. The Holy Ghost wants to lead us and guide us. He can't deal with a hard heart. A hard heart. A heart that refuses to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. I break that right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I break that now in Jesus' name. Lord, we repent of any hardness of our heart. Of any hardness of heart where we can't hear from You, Lord. Father, we repent of that. We turn from that in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. Thank You for Your voice of Your Spirit, Lord. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.